All of God's people said, Amen. A friend of mine recently shared with me a story that was told to him about one of his seminary professors who also happened to be a Lutheran pastor. Lutheran pastor shared one of his parishioners was excited to share with him some news right before Sunday worship began. You know, as preachers, that's always, we get to hear things right before worship comes in. And he said his parishioner came in and said, Pastor, I want to let you know that I'm born again. Now, the Lutheran pastor, he was a little bit shocked and a little surprised because this terminology, born again, wasn't normal vocabulary for him or the Lutheran church. So he asked him, you've been what? Well, last Sunday, I went to my brother-in-law's church, the Running River of Life Tabernacle, and, you know, something happened, and now I'm born again. Pastor said, you can't be born again. First of all, you're a Lutheran. And second of all, you're the chairman of our trustees. I think what bothered this pastor wasn't the fact that his parishioner had this spiritual renewal, this transformation, this encounter with God. I think what bothered him was that it didn't happen at his church. Because, you know, if we're going to have a transformation, an encounter with God, then it's got to happen here on Sundays, right? Sometimes we limit the ways that God can work in our life. And we don't realize that God can work in unexpected ways. God, you know, I've had a busy week, and my upcoming week's going to be pretty busy as well, so if you're going to do anything spiritual in my life, you've got about 45 minutes or an hour on Sundays. We limit how God can work in our lives. We'll be talking about renewal this morning, and for renewal, for spiritual transformation, for encounters with God, then it begins with us first being open to God working in unexpected ways. Not limiting God's teaching, God's leading, to just Sunday morning or just Wednesday nights. If our goal is spiritual renewal, is for experiencing God, are we willing and open to God's will to possibly change and transform our lives in unexpected ways? Today we begin a 7-week study on spiritual renewal, where our goal is going to be to renew ourselves spiritually through participating in these discovery groups. And you've heard me share a little bit about discovery groups. These are simply a small group prayer and Bible study time. It's an opportunity to gather as a group of believers, to pray together, to study the Word, but also have the opportunity to discuss what we've learned, to share our thoughts and our ideas. And so many times, I learn from others' ideas and others' words and discussions on what we're studying in our Bible studies. And we've got some groups that are meeting in people's homes Monday nights. We've got other groups that are going to be meeting in the fellowship building on Saturday mornings. We've got some groups that are going to meet on Wednesday nights for this small group time. And if you haven't already gotten plugged into a group and you're wondering a little bit about it, you can talk to me more. You can show up on Wednesday nights. We'll even open the church on Sunday nights for you if you're interested in meet. We'll provide childcare, whatever it takes. We'd love for as many people to take part in these discovery groups. We need several others who are interested in being leaders. I would encourage you, we've got the Bible study guides and the group material in the back and out to the side. Just take a copy and look over and read about it and pray about it to see if you're interested in possibly either participating or leading one of these discovery groups. But in addition to being a part of these small group Bible studies, we're also each week during worship taking the same scripture passage that we'll be studying weekly. And every part of our worship service is going to focus on this scripture passage from a different perspective. So the goal is that we can see ourselves and experience God in maybe a different way, to experience spiritual renewal, transformation, as individuals, and then hopefully also as a congregation. Our goal is at the end of these 7 weeks to be able to answer this question. What is God calling us to be, to become? Where is God leading us as a church family, as Zion Baptist Church? What needs are there within our community and our church that we're able to use our gifts and talents and minister to these folks? So as I mentioned before, we were talking about spiritual renewal, and I'll take this opportunity to share the scripture passage that we'll be studying this week. It comes from Mark 4, Parable of the Sower. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to follow with me. In the bulletin, it mentions that we'll be looking at verses all the way through 20, but I'll just share with you this morning verses 1 through 9. Again, as Jesus began to teach by the lake, you know, he could probably teach the lake too. He's that good. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and he sat in it out on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in teaching, he said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but because the soil was shallow, when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell along thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Thanks be to God for the reading and hearing of his word. The parable of the sower. After hearing this story, a lot of us would want to maybe give it a different title. We should call it the story of a terrible farmer, a wasteful farmer. He's taking seed and he's throwing it all over the place. He's throwing it on the hard-packed path where folks are just walking down and they kick the seed aside or birds come in it. He throws it in the rocks where it has no soil to grow deep roots. He throws it out in the briar patch. And then he throws some, thankfully, in the good soil. I mean, this farmer's not worried about how much the seed costs. He's not worried about where the seed is being thrown or even running out of the seed. This farmer's only concern is sowing as much seed as he can possibly sow. And it's hard for us to wrap our minds around this type of farming. You know, if we're being realistic, we would try to sow the seed just where the good soil is at. Because let's face it, we have limited resources. We've only got so much money where we can buy so much seed. And we only have so much seed where we can sow it just in the good soil. And let's not even forget about we've got a limited amount of time. And we don't have time to be wasting throwing seed in places it's not going to grow. You know, I think that our hesitancy with this farmer, the difficulty we have with this story, lies in our tendency to think of life in terms of scarcity. When I think of that word scarcity, I think about Nanny Nicholson. Nanny was a great grandmother. I call her Grandma. And some of the things I remember most about is every time I go visit her, she would want some sugar. Not the sugar she's going to use to bake some cookies. She wanted some sugar right there on the cheek. And I say, Grandmother, it's not going to happen because you got to dip a snuff in your mouth. But I remember her not letting me waste a bit of food. If you're there to eat, if she cooked you some green beans and mashed potatoes, you eat everything that she cooked and put out for you. Because like many of us, you can remember parents or grandparents or great-grandparents that grew up in a time of scarcity, where they didn't waste anything. I've heard a lot of y'all share that, you know, if we didn't grow it in the garden, then we weren't. That's what we ate. That's all we had to get by on, whatever the land could provide. We see things in terms of scarcity. But the sower, God, views our life in terms of abundance. So instead of this being a story about a terrible farmer, a wasteful farmer, we should consider it as a generous farmer, one who sows in abundance, who sows the seed not only in the good soil, but the rocky soil, in the briar patch, on the hard path. And we should be thankful for that. As believers, we probably had a time when we were that good soil. But we've all experienced times in our lives when we've been the rocky path, where we've been in the thorns and the briars, we've been on that hard path. And we need to take a moment and give thanks to God, who takes the time and has the love to sow that seed wherever we may be. For renewal to happen, for spiritual renewal to take place, for our lives to be transformed, what do we need to do? It begins with cultivating the dirt. How are we going to do this? We've listed these different types of soils. Now, I know a lot of y'all are good farmers. And you say, well, for that hard path or for the rocky path, you know, I've got my tiller. I can hook up whatever implement I need on my tractor, and we can go to work. We can work on that soil. We can get it tilled up until it's ready. Or for your briar patch, you know, we'll just get the bush hog out, and we'll go over it several times, and we'll get all those briars and the weeds out and get that soil ready. You know, I like to think of things, be creative, thinking about another way. We got any goat farmers here? Get a herd of goats. Send them out to that briar patch. They will have that briar patch gone. And Burns folks know how well that the goats can fertilize the ground as well. I'm sorry, that was a bad idea. Spiritual renewal begins with us taking the time to cultivate the dirt. How did Jesus begin and end this parable? Look at verse 3 and verse 9. What did he say? Listen. He who has ears, let him hear. Some translations I read, it says, now, please let that soak in. I don't need it. Our spiritual renewal, our transformation, as we work to cultivate the dirt, Jesus tells us that we need to listen. As I mentioned before, we have found ourselves at one point in our life, if we are Christians, if we are born again, if we have experienced God and our lives have been transformed, then we have been in that good soil. We have heard the word, it's taken root, and we have grown spiritually. But we all know that our lives sometimes have been more of a challenge. And we found ourselves in dry times spiritually, where perhaps you feel like your life is that hard-packed dirt. And we're so hard-headed and closed off that we don't hear any word that God's telling us. Or that we've tried to take on more than we can spiritually, that we're just not ready for that ministry, that task, and our spiritual roots don't run deep, and we've tried, but we failed. And we're just ready to give up. Or if you ever found yourself in a briar patch, and every which way you turn, those briars just dig in more and more, that's what we focus on. We can't even hear God because of all the briars that are among us. Our spiritual renewal, our encounters with God, our life's transformation begins with cultivating the dirt. But it requires us some patience. And Jesus tells us to listen. We talked about prayer over the last 4 weeks. And this morning we're going to conclude with another spiritual discipline. We've done this before in corporate worship. It's called Lectio Divina, which means divine reading. It's a way of reading, but more about a way of listening to God's word, to this seed that's being sown in our lives. And so I'm going to read to you the same story three times from three different translations, the NIV, the Message, and the Cotton Patch Gospel. And as I read it in each different translation, listen for a word or a phrase that God is placing on your heart. Think about what type of dirt are you right now? What type of soil are you right now? Are we the good soil? Or we find ourselves in a challenge where we're in the briar patch? Or where we just feel exhausted and tired and worn down spiritually and our roots just don't run deep enough for us to make it? Or we've experienced a tragedy where we felt like God has forgotten us or abandoned us and we don't want to hear a word from God at all? Consider where you're at, what type of soil you are, and listen for the seed, for the word that God is sharing you this morning. They tell us never do this in seminary, but I'm going to actually have you close your eyes. Close your eyes now and take a deep breath and listen for the seed. Listen. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Listen. What do you make of this? A farmer planted seed. As he scattered the seed, some of it fell on the road and the birds ate it. Some fell in the gravel. It sprouted quickly but didn't put down roots. So when the sun came up, it withered just as quickly. Some fell in the weeds. As it came up, it was strangled among the weeds and nothing came of it. Some fell on good earth and came up with a flourish, producing a harvest exceeding his wildest dreams. Are you listening to this? Really listening? One time, a farmer went out to plant. As he did so, some of the seeds fell on the path, and the birds came along and gobbled them up. Others fell on rocky places where the soil was shallow. Because they weren't planted deep, they came up right away, but not having a deep root, they withered when the hot sun hid them. Still others fell among the weeds, which grew up and choked them out. But others fell in good dirt and matured, some multiplying 100 times, some 60 and some 30. Now please let that soak in. Let's pray. God, only you know what type of dirt we are right now. Lord, if we are believers, if we are Christian, if we've been born again, we thank you for sowing that seed generously, and we thank you for the root that took hold in our lives. And we pray, God, that we'll continue to grow. But God, if there's for whatever reason that we find ourselves in rocky soil or among the briars or in hard soil, God, we just ask that you will be with us, that you will continue to work in our lives, but more importantly, that we'll be open to hearing you in unexpected ways. God, I thank you for each person that's here this morning. And I thank you for your promise to be with them. And I thank you, God, for being with me and working in my life when I experience times of dryness. Lord, we all need renewal in our lives. We all need to be transformed to be the type of Christians, believers that you've called us to be. Lord, open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears so that we can hear you speaking to us. Help us to listen. We ask these things in your most precious and holy name. Amen.